Morning, everybody. So yesterday we spent the day working on first and second down specific things, identifying some areas that that we want to really emphasize, and different periods reflected that emphasis, went back through and looked at some core offensive plays, schemes, approaches, defensive plays, schemes, approaches, same thing on special teams, and those things that we'll be carrying forward through the next eight games, and where the breakdowns have been through the early part of the season, then make those adjustments, make the technique corrections, really bring an awareness to the group, and this time is great for us to go back and watch our tape, our players, look at our statistics, and really move in a direction that can fix those things. And then also, to some degree, you look at what's worked well, and not just from our perspective, but against us. There's certain things that we'll incorporate in all three phases, and you install those. And today, or last night, it shifted to third down, some more work on two-minute, some of the sub-blitz packages both ways, and installed that this morning, worked on that this morning, and we'll go out and practice it. And then the players will come back on Monday, and we'll emphasize the red area, the goal line, the things that we normally do on Friday that day, and move into a regular week after that. I think it'll be good for the players to have a chance to get away, recharge, and come back ready to go on Monday. So with that, open up to questions.
There's a report that Eric Barton has a serious neck injury. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Well, Eric is like any of our injured players, who's going through tests, and we'll see where it is. But that's where we're at right now, just testing and evaluating, and then we'll make a decision.
Was he able to practice at all then yesterday? Or?
No, he didn't practice yesterday.
I think Jamal was excused for something. Is everything okay with Jamal?
Yeah, he's back. He's back here today. Yep.
Have you made a decision on the quarterback yet?
No, not yet. I'll really going to look at that in the context of the last eight games, look at the next eight games, and evaluate it up to this point, and also looking forward.
When do you think, Eric, you might make that decision?
Probably early next week.
Just how much do you think can change over the bye week? How much extra work do you get done? Because it's, is it two extra practices?
Well, it's really three, because we use Monday the same way. It's just how you want to space it. Sometimes you do it three in a row. I like this format. It's been good in terms of my experience with it, and each year it's been a little bit differently. The first year in New York, really every year in New York, been able to make significant strides, especially defensively, with where we were prior to where we were after that. Some of that's a function of, definitely the first year is a function of playing the techniques better and being able to show where those technique breakdowns were and how much yardage that resulted in, or how many scores that resulted in. I think the guys really came back and focused on that, and we didn't have nearly as many of those, and the whole complexion of the defense changed. And each year it's been kind of like that. Don't want to make any predictions, but to be able to take a step back, look at it objectively, look at it with some time, show it to the guys in a real meaningful way, and more in depth, I think helps.
I feel like more stuff to get corrected this year just because of the bad start.
It's a little bit different this year because we've had so many the injuries, losing DeQuell, that changes things dramatically. We'll have to see where Eric is, things like that guys that have missed games along the way, whether it's Steve Hyden, Robert Royal, and playing some new guys there with Rex and and Hank and his role, really Floyd. There's been some different, a little different situation that way.
How do you have this kind of, you know, scouring the waiver wire and making your transactions and stuff like that for you right now?
Well, the whole pro department, so Steve Szabo, Keith O'Quinn, those guys are both in-house all the time, and it's something that they've done week in and week out. It's been part of the process that's in place. I always get the wire. The coaches get the wire. But that's how it is pretty much every place. And we'll have some workouts here tomorrow and see where we are.
Has any player taken your invitation to discuss their role with you personally?
Yeah, there'll be multiple guys that'll come up. They're working through Luke and trying to set times for that. So some of those set up for tonight, tomorrow, different guys that are going to be in town. So, yeah, multiple guys will.
How many people do you think you'll have in for workouts tomorrow, just a number?
I don't know. It's different over different points of the season. It could be 5, it could be 10. I'm not sure yet. We'll finalize the number here.
If you could briefly sum up how the two quarterbacks from through the first half, how well would you say they've done well? What haven't they done well?
I don't know if you can briefly sum up the performance in any phase. And that's the nice thing right now, Jeff, is you don't have to briefly sum it up. You can really look at all the throws, look at all the routes, look at all the missed opportunities, breakdowns, positive plays. And that's what's really positive right now is we can look at that, they can look at that, make adjustments, and that's what we're doing through the course of this week and early into next week.
Do you think you have to give one guy, you know, say, for instance, if you put Brady Quinn in there, do you have to try to let him stay in there for a few games? Or if it's against the Ravens, it's the same way it was in the last game, would you put D.A. back in the second half if you had to?
I'm not really looking to do that in terms of changing. It's not my goal at any point, but you're always looking to hopefully move things forward.
What do you think? Now, 8 games for Brisky. He's had 5 in a row now where he's been active, and he's on the field as a receiver, and he's got 1 catch. How's he developed?
Yeah, I think the numbers want to. There's been some times where he's been open and hasn't gotten the ball. There's been some times where he hasn't been open. You want all those guys, if they're on the field, to be able to make plays, to have the opportunity to make plays in terms of getting the football. So not just Brian, but really the whole group.
Is the final 8 games a time for you to see more of your rookies?
We've seen quite a bit of those guys. I figure Muhammad's played significantly. Brian's played significantly. Kaluka's played significantly. David's played a big part on special teams and got some play time last week defensively. Coy Francis has played some defensively last week and on special teams. Alex has started every game. He's got 100% of the reps and plays a role on the kickoff return team. The PAT team, did I leave anybody out? I think that's all of them.
When you talked early in the week about your assessment would include the coaches, what have you concluded so far from that?
Well, tomorrow what we'll do, Jeff, is I'll sit down with the full staff and go through personnel, and then I'll sit down with each side of the ball, and we'll talk through specific things to that side of the ball and spend time with each coach as well. So go through and see where we are from a personnel perspective, from a scheme perspective, more of a summary type thing and good discussion, and then also be able to sit down with the guys individually and spend some time with them as well.
Middle linebacker situation in the event that you might have to do without Eric and you're out without DeQuell. I saw, you know, Vicuni spent some time in there, And then Blake was in there. Can you just talk about that whole thing?
Yeah, I thought last game, a lot of guys played some roles in there. Kaluka has the most play time of any of those younger guys. David Bowens started and I thought played well. And really, this is his sixth game starting there. He'd played some other at other points in New York in more limited roles inside there. Trusnik's played inside there. Blake, he's played more of a substituted defense type role, but he's always worked with the base as well. So there's a lot of different combinations of guys, and potentially there could be some guys that are added.
Marty shot Emerson up yesterday, basically kind of saying you guys are underachieving. I just wondered if you agreed with him.
I know Marty pretty well, and I like Marty a lot, and I've talked to him a lot when I was in New York with Brian, so I feel very good about our relationship, and I feel very comfortable that he would call if he had any suggestions.
Do you think there's a chance you could see more no huddle in the second half of the season?
From us or our opponents? I'm never opposed to that. I like it, so it's something that we'll continue to work on. It hasn't played as big a role in the early part of the season. We'll just see how that goes here.
Why do you think you've used it? I know you practiced it so much in training camp, and we saw it a lot even in preseason, and then we haven't seen much of it. Why?
Didn't really feel that where we were at that it was going to help as much as doing things that we're doing. But like I said, I've had good experiences with it, and I'm not opposed to it at all.
The fans that I talk to are frustrated by the lack of information out of here. I think some of us are equally frustrated. Can you explain the benefits of kind of keeping everybody on lockdown or really not revealing a plan going forward?
Well, I think
from
that
a strategic standpoint, why you don't do that on game
race. Yeah, I don't think that I think that I've shared pretty consistently what the plan is moving forward, what the vision is moving forward, what the types of things that we're committed to are, and the process that's in place to get to that point. And I believe in those things, and I also know that it takes time, and it's not a function of trying to frustrate anybody or try to deliberately make things more difficult for you guys. That's not my goal at all. But I do think that there is a plan in place, and it's something that that we're working at. We'll continue to work at it.
Yeah, one of the guys that kind of has got lost in the shuffle and that was deemed to have pretty good potential coming into this season is Alex Hall. Can you talk a little bit about where Alex Hall is at right now in your scheme?
Yeah, what I Alex has played some different roles. He's played some more significant roles defensively at different points in the season. Played quite a bit against Cincinnati. Usually plays to some degree each game on defense, whether it be in the substituted defense or the base. What I liked last week that Alex did, a couple really good things facing the punt returners that we were facing. He did a really nice job in understanding what he had to do at the line of scrimmage to free up. Made an outstanding tackle at one point on the punt team, and that was real progress by him. And it's something he's worked at. Talked to the guys a lot this morning about special teams, and those guys that are on the practice squad, those guys that are inactive. If they can do something there, that'll change. Some of the guys that are active that aren't doing very much there, it could change for them too, the other way.
Are you going to take at least a day to clear your head, or are you going to be sleeping here all weekend?
No, I'm going to spend some time with the kids this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. Maybe get to the parent-teacher conferences tomorrow night. I'm not sure what we're going to cover with a kindergartner and a preschooler, but... I remember my dad telling me that he went to mine in kindergarten. They said I wasn't a very good carrot peeler. And he told the teacher that's always been a weakness of his. So I don't know if it's carrot peeling or what we'll cover, but it's great. It's great to just to sit down with them, to play with them, to do stuff that you don't normally get to do during the course of the season. And sometimes it's hard to explain to them why. But it's a nice opportunity.
Has there been any movement in Randy talked about bringing in somebody as a football authority, et cetera. Has there been any movement on that in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, you know, I don't really have any updates to share.
Will you have input in that? I mean, if it's a new general manager, will you say who you'd like?
Yeah, Randy and I talk a lot, so I'm sure we'll be very engaged in that.
Do you expect something before... when do you expect something to happen?
I'm not sure what the timetable will be. But I do feel good about the process we have in place and the different departments we have in place. And in terms of the exact timetable, don't we have that?
It'd be hard to get somebody in that role like mid-season, wouldn't it? Because if it's somebody that's with another team.
Just going through the process, so I'm not sure how that'll all play out. I'd have to really see what's there, see what's available.
That isn't an issue, not having somebody with that title?
Well, I do feel good about all the things that we have in place in terms of the pro department, the college department, the structures, the systems there, the things mechanically in terms of dealing with agents or transactions. I think Don Aponte is excellent at those things, so I feel strongly about our ability to function effectively in all those areas.
If that is the case, then what was George doing on a daily basis?
I mean, there's a whole list of items that position covers, so there's a lot of different things that position covers.
Okay.